This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So you hear the explanation there as to some of the things that went wrong offensively. What was your takeaway from this thing, Eric?
Wow, that's a great question. It was actually kind of comical. It was, for me, I should probably move after I say this comment, but it was interesting to see the wheels fall off the bus, to see they were having some success early, a lot of unscouted looks. Certainly for us, the way that they had the series where they ran a jet screen, and then they ran the double screen, off of that fake. And scored the touchdown to Jamal Williams on that opening drive. Pretty imaginative stuff. But they tried running that play later in the game, and they got zero. And that's, you got a good football team that you're playing. So it's certainly, you probably got the same feeling that I did. You saw it get kind of choppy as the game went along. And my biggest takeaway from it is they have to, I think they're still learning their personnel. And for heaven's sakes, the next time that they want to run the ball and ask Jimmy Graham to block, I might get up and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't really kind of endear himself, so to speak. Right.
No, I could listen to on the radio and get as much as I want to see watching the game there. I mean, there was a lot of great stuff to take away from the game. The defense, holy smokes, they got a lot of great individual effort there. On offense, it's still going to be, I tell you what, after this, in the second quarter, after he scored that second touchdown, I'm like, boy, I would be eating crow here. It looks like, it's going to be week two and they're going to turn this thing around instead of week four, five or six. And like I've been saying for the last 6 months, but, it was kind of interesting to see it fall apart, and it wasn't one thing or that. It was just a bunch of things there. I thought some play calls were probably poor. Some communication between the operations and offense was poor. Some poor personnel choices. But those are the things that they're going to get cleaned up, and it's going to take some time for that offense to get going.
Did the defense make you a believer?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. J.R. Alexander, give him all pro right now. That young man is playing unbelievable. And, 20 is playing, or Kevin King is playing amazing right now. And you saw Amos come up and make some plays on some big time opportunities. And probably the unsung hero on that defense right now, or at least on Sunday, was Dean Lowry. He totally had probably his best game. I know he didn't score a touchdown like he did last year and all that, but when you look at the amount of work that he put in and how he played, really incredible. I mean, he got some stuff. And the other thing was, the one part of Kenny Clark's game that was missing was he was always really good at the double teams, and we see him taking on the run blocks. But what we didn't see was a dominant pass rush. And you saw him take some of those steps on Sunday, and I thought that, to me, was the key for that young man and for this defense. If he can get pressure up front and win the one-to-one battles in the pass rush, this team is, their defense is really going to be poised for some special things. And to keep the Vikings to 16 points, I don't care how you cut it, that's pretty good football.
Talking with Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Now, last week, 3 points given up. This week, 16 points given up. Total of 19 in the first couple of games of the season. You may say, okay, it was Mitch Trubisky, and I heard a lot of that last week. But this, Kirk Cousins has been putting up good numbers over the last 3 or 4 years. He's got Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph, who was really pretty much a non-factor in this game. You take away the one big run, and I know it's tough to do, but you held Delvin Cook to only 74 yards after the fact. I thought it was a really solid effort, specifically starting up front in the trenches. The guy that really caught my eye, too, a couple of big plays was Tyler Lancaster, who continues to be a workhorse as well.
Yeah, nothing flashy about that guy, huh? But he just gets in there and doesn't get driven back and opens it up. And when those three guys, when they were in their base defense, and it was their starting three, it, you know, with 90 and 94 and 97, they were pretty good. Mm-hmm. That big run, they had Fadel Brown in there, and he was kind of you can point a finger at him that might have been part of his deal because he took he jumped a gap inside and got driven down, and that's right where the ball carrier went. The other end of it on that big long run was that 50 was out of position and got blocked, but, when they had their base guys in there, they were really sound against the run. And 74 yards, other than that one big one, that's a pretty good day for that defense. And I think if they didn't get that big one, they would have scored a lot less points, obviously, because they didn't get the touchdown. But, I mean, I don't think they would have finished that drive. So you saw the pass rush coming from the interior linemen. You saw outside linebackers getting there. 51 has got to finish. And then what you saw from the secondary, I thought was just incredible play. But with Jair Alexander, that young man is playing football in number 20. They don't throw to him much because he's got his guys blinked up too. And if he's got to step on a guy, he's got those big long arms to go for the ball. I think if those guys can stay healthy, when speaking of King and Jair, that really is going to help that defense go. And all the good stuff up front is great, but you still got to defend the pass when it's out. And those guys, when that ball comes out, those two guys are very solid.
Going back to the offense, obviously the first three series pretty much scripted. They were running off of those scripts. They just looked way too crisp. They were getting out of the huddle quick. They were getting the ball off with still 8, 9, 10 seconds to go. I didn't see as much, by the way, this week of Aaron Rodgers getting the clock down to zero. I thought they were much quicker in the huddle, and maybe that's due in part to the wearing the sleeve that he said he used 3 or 4 times, that sweatband or whatever it is. But offensively speaking, they had progress. They made progress this week. That's the way that offense is supposed to operate, what we saw in the first quarter and a couple of minutes of the game. So I think that was a step in the right direction. For people that are just coming down on it, I think, look, if they continue to get better and give you a half a football like that and put up 21 or 27 or 28 or whatever it happens to be, they're well on their way to winning a lot of games. So I'm not overly concerned about this offense right now. Are you?
No, I'm not either. Like I said, it's going to take some time. I mean, first of all, has anyone called plays when there's 77,000 people screaming inside of there and you got a superstar quarterback and you got all the cameras on you? Listen, I know that's their job, but it takes a little bit of time to get to get your feet underneath you and understand and how to set up plays. You saw that. Obviously, they had their first couple plays scripted, and you saw that. You saw them setting up plays. You saw them running here and then countering off the backside of that play. All the kinds of stuff that you really like to see. Just some of the kinks got to get ironed out, and I think it could happen. I don't think it's going to look like this in week 16. At least I would hope not. But if it does, then we might want to, sit the guys down and say, all right, we got to figure this out. Let's back off. Make the scheme a little bit shorter and not so thick. But no, I don't have any problems with their offense the way they're progressing. It's not going to just happen. I mean, here's the first thing that people don't understand is Aaron Rodgers has been speaking English for the last 13 years with Mike McCarthy, right?
Right.
So now Matt LaFleur comes walking in, and now he's going to learn Spanish and speak it fluently in 2 months' time.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to take time for all this stuff to click. It'll click, just going to take time.
Real quick before I let you go, so we've now seen the passing game. When those first three drives, I was going over the plays before. It was left, right, run, pass over the middle, pass to a guy coming out of the backfield, pass to a wideout. The only thing that he didn't utilize is the tight end. Is this time? I mean, are we waiting for Sensenberger to come back, or are they eventually going to say, okay, the tight end's going to benefit us in some way, shape, or form? Because the more times you do not throw to a tight end, the more times they become useless to guard.
Well, I think a couple things. I think in the Bear game, it was just the opposite. They used the tight end a lot, and this week they used the tight ends. They kept the tight ends to block a lot. For some reason, they saw something they liked there. They didn't want to give up any of that blitz stuff off the edge. And quite frankly, the Vikings defensive ends are pretty good. So they kind of kept You know, Max protect, so they had a running back and a tight end to give Rodgers some time. And they were somewhat successful in it. So I think it's going to be more of what they're going to do week to week, because against the Bears, I mean, Marquise or Lewis got the ball, what? He got thrown two balls to him, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think Rodgers threw two balls to him all last year. You know, so there was a lot of tight end interaction. I believe a third or close to a third of his balls went to a tight end last week in Chicago, and this week wasn't much. I think it's just the way the defense is and how they're going to come out week to week.
Always good to chat, my friend. We'll talk again later in the week and get you ready for the Denver Broncos. Appreciate it, pal.
Yeah, take care. Enjoy your day.
All right. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjob.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.